This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hurricane Matthew is forcing evacuations of some parts of Florida and the Carolinas, as many as a million people in South Carolina, according to Governor Nikki Haley. The storm made landfall in Haiti today, earlier today, the most recent natural disaster to hit that country. 6 years after a devastating earthquake, there are still lots of repairs needed to Haiti's infrastructure and its economy, as Gigi Duban explains.
Haiti is probably one of the worst places in the world for this kind of a disaster to hit. Erwin Redliner is director of Columbia University's National Center for Disaster Preparedness.
Haiti is probably the most extreme example of national vulnerability to a major disaster of any type.
He says a country with money, like the U.S., could, for example, retrofit buildings to withstand disasters. When the earthquake hit Haiti in 2010, 250,000 houses were destroyed.
There's lots of people still living in temporary shelters.
About 55,000 people are still displaced, according to the Interagency Standing Committee, a group that helps coordinate humanitarian assistance. Redliner says there are lots of questions about how billions of dollars promised to Haiti were used.
Many commitments were not actually fulfilled.
And the dense shacks that have sprouted along the hillsides are vulnerable to rain, says Herman Fritz. He teaches engineering at Georgia Tech.
They're prone to flooding, prone to mudslides, prone to landsliding and so forth.
Chris Bessie is in Haiti now, working for Catholic Relief Services, though not near the area expected to be hardest hit by the hurricane. Bessie says in addition to infrastructure, political issues have slowed the last recovery,
which makes it difficult to move forward with these larger efforts.
Elections were supposed to take place next week, but that right now is uncertain. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.